And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VeralDana.com.
Hi, this is Doug Currier from VeralDana. Let's talk about retaliation. Most employers have a policy encouraging employees to bring forward concerns about harassment, safety issues, ethical issues, and other problems at work. The company's policies assure employees that they will not be subject to retaliation, and no doubt the employers mean it. Retaliation claims, however, are happening with increased frequency. And more often than not, the retaliation alleged is not what you would expect. It's not about being fired or passed over for promotion, although we still see those claims too. Often the retaliation alleged is much more subtle, being excluded from meetings, being micromanaged, not being given the same educational opportunities as other employees, being cut out of lunchroom discussions, being the recipient of irritated or snide comments. Supervisors sometimes fail to recognize that when an employee makes a complaint, the employee often will be quick to perceive any negativity that follows to be an act of retaliation. Managers need to be sensitive to that possibility and more thoughtful about how to communicate with employees who have made complaints about what is happening and why, even if the topic seems totally unrelated to the complaint. I encourage you to contact a member of VeralDana's Labor and Employment Law Group if you have any questions about this or any other concern impacting your workplace.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VeralDana.com.